Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Such a blast for me to come in here in the morning and do the show. It's really what I dreamed about doing when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old, originally coming here to this office for the very first time. Now, I want to give people a little bit of background here. The studio I'm sitting in right now is considered to be Studio C. Studio Joe is the main new studio my dad uses right now. The Harrison Studio, Studio B, the War Room Studio, of course, is the classic 2016 Alex Jones Show studio. But if you were a newer viewer or listener, even a newer viewer or listener, if you're coming from the time of Trump, it all started in a room way over there, which is the original low-definition radio talk show iconic studio, which we all know and love so much. So for me, getting to see the journey of this place, getting to see the evolution, and eventually being here at the point we are now, it's just always such an incredible honor to get to be here on the show with you guys. And I really just, to the viewers, listeners out there, I love you, and we're all Info Warriors. We're all in this family together. Now, I want to tell you guys about the new rolling sale right now. It's up to 40% off NAD Plus, Shilajit Caps and Gummies with the amazing fulvic acid, MK Ultra, the Nootropic Mineral Blend, and then Atomic Defense, of course, incredible product that Chase Geyser helped to formulate. Up to 35% off Colostrum and Life Force. You're going to want to consider that deal. Those are both really phenomenal products. And up to 30% off iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture. They go perfect together as well. And the creatine powder. And here's the thing. We still have the Faraday bag bundle. It's still in stock. That's a $500 plus $600 value, really. It's chock full of supplements, America First gear, limited edition gear. The bag is amazing, phenomenal as well. I think it's got the trench knife in it. It's got the massive sling blade dagger in it. So if you've ever wanted something like that, if you want the items that are in the bundle, I really think that's going to be the deal you want to consider. So with all that being said, I want to get into the next story here. Let's go ahead and throw up this image of Mark Levin. Let's go ahead and throw up the meme. You know what I'm talking about. This is just, if you're a viewer, I know you're going to appreciate it, because this is basically what's going on in the country writ large, because these people like Mark Levin, Lindsey Graham, whatever you want to call them, I love my dad's old terminology. They're psychic vampires. It's what they are. They feed off negative emotion.
I'm Mark Levin. I don't like Jesus. I like war and death. I decide who lives and dies. Me, I'm in charge. I'm number one. I'm Mark Levin.
We all love that, don't we? We all love that. Well, we don't love that, sadly, because it's running the country right now, and it's a serious evil spirit that needs to be excised peacefully, nonviolently, lovingly, really. We have to do it with love. We have to get dual citizens with foreign loyalties out of our country in reality, and out of our politics at the very minimum. And when you look at what's going on right now, I want to show this. A lot's being talked about of Trump and King Cyrus and the Book of Esther and all of it. Well, there's absolutely no reverence for Christianity or the Lord anymore with this administration. I was playing clips on my show last night of Paula White and Trump, and even Trump talking by himself. Trump says, you know, they call Jesus a king. They call me a king, too. And it's just it's pretty unbelievable. But to think about on the eve of Easter, on Good Friday, the high likelihood, the thing everyone's talking about, of a military invasion onto another country, boots on the ground. Let's hope and pray and put faith in God that it won't happen, and pray that cooler heads prevail, because all the experts I've seen talk about it just agree it ends an unmitigated disaster for us. Even if we take it, they have to be resupplied. They're constantly vulnerable to getting hit. Those are our men and women. Those are our armed forces. And look at this demon. Look at this demon from hell. Mark Levin says, perfect speech. Perfect speech, Mr. President, because the president said nothing and just is perpetuating the forever war now. Mark Levin is a big fan of it. I'm so sick of that. I'm just so completely sick of it. Let's get the Good Friday ground invasion article up. Is Trump planning? Let's see the article title here. It's archived. My bad. Yeah. Is Trump planning a ground invasion of Iran on Good Friday?
And here's the terminology that they use. And this is why I like to use establishment sources. I forget who used the quote. It was someone that's like, hey, like, well, you're a really independent thinker. Why are you subscribed to all these different news, magazines, publications, you know, or propaganda? And the guy says, well, I like to see through the cracks. And that's what we're doing here. The president's weaponized unpredictability. It's like the 5-year-old's weaponized unpredictability to not want to learn how to read is destabilizing the Middle East and the world. But there's a growing feeling that it is a ploy to buy time. To buy time for what exactly? Like, there is no buying time. The longer we stay involved in this operation, the sooner that we don't pull our military bases out and leave, which is what we should do. It's what we elected Trump to do, or at least that's what we thought anyway. Maybe that was a bit foolish on our behalf, but you know, this is what it's all about. They're playing a montage right now of strikes, of missiles hitting, of American military power. That's what it's all about, right? You know, everything you see, like, that could be a hospital. That could be 100 schools. That could be 10 buses. That could be, you know, 1 million meals for children. Oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, no, you know, that wouldn't make an impact. You know, it's just a drop in the bucket. Ah, $17 billion to build the wall. Who's got the money to do that? Certainly not the federal government. It's just it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. Now, let's go to Trump commando plan to seize uranium. That's an article as well. That's another really good article. Trump commando plan to seize uranium, because this is what we've heard Lindsey Graham say and Mark Levin say now. So we know it's central casting programming for these people. They go, there are specialized units going down there that are trained to seize the enriched uranium. Well, how are they going to seize, you know, 1,000 pounds or however much they have of the enriched uranium? It's all in canisters. It's all buried in these underground nuclear missile drone cities that are – it's just like – it's like the final boss level of any video game ever played times 100 where you have 1 HP and you're all going to die. It's not possible. I don't care about the discombobulator. I don't care about the weather weapon. I don't care about the laser beam, the direct energy, whatever you're going to say. They have probably, you know, 50,000 people ready to die defending that stash that are all lined up blocking the door for you to do it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we see these strikes, and, you know, a lot of the talk is that the bombing has been, you know, largely indiscriminate as well. And like, they're hitting things on the ground that may be decoys, that may not be legitimate targets. The bunker buster bombs. What's the crew telling me right now? Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, crew. These are the bunker buster bombs. Let's play more footage of this. It's actually very cool to see. Sad to see, but it's cool to see at the same time. It's what we paid for, right? We're footing the bill. We might as well watch the tape on the pay-per-view, right? So, yeah, mass destruction. This is the only thing we're good at. The only thing that we can create is death and destruction. And that's really not cool to me. And the reason why you see people gathering around alternative political candidates, whether that's a James Fishback we're having on tomorrow, whether that's a Thomas Massie or, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she's not a politician anymore, she's left. But all these people are going to run again. Okay. If you have the right position because you're a political opportunist, I'm still going to back it. He's like, we got to have a change here in the country. And the person that realizes that, hey, I can be the next president of the United States as long as I embody this ideal, because the people, the vast majority of the people, know that war is evil, that death is evil, that murder is evil, and they don't want others to be killed. But we're in this death cult now where, you know, like, a fourth of the population thinks that we have, like, mandate from heaven, like a traditional Chinese emperor or like a god to do all this stuff. And that's a very Western idea. It's a very American idea that we have the right to go and do these things to other nations because, you know, we haven't had to pay for it yet. Well, spoiler alert, we're starting to pay for it now. That process is beginning. The Global South, BRICS, SIPs, all these new methods of making payments in yuan for oil, making payments for gold in yuan, all these things. The New World Order is being set up. And ultimately, America is the one that's ushering it in, but is the one that's going to be left out in the cold once it's all over. And you're going to see countries like Russia and China really ascendant here in the next 20, 30 years. And that's not me being unpatriotic. I love this country. Screw China, screw Russia, America first, all the freaking way, man. Like, that's I bleed red, white, and blue. I love this country to death. But you have to be real about what's going on. We've been deprived of our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness by a government that wanted to degrade all of that soft and hard power. Now, we got the article here. Risky commando plan to seize Trump's uranium came at Trump's request because he thinks it's a movie. All right, because he watches those missile attacks. He thinks it's a movie. Go back to the article real quick. He spent too much time at the cinema. A plan briefed to Trump last week to insert ground forces to remove Iran's nuclear material would be a very difficult endeavor of a type never before attempted in wartime. Can we scroll down, or do they paywall us? Are they bastards like that? Okay, the U.S. military has given the president a plan to seize nearly 1,000 pounds. I was right. Okay. Of highly enriched uranium in Iran that would involve flying. They're going to fly in bulldozers. They're going to fly in bulldozers on Chinooks and building a runway. They got to build a runway for cargo planes to take the radioactive material out, according to two people familiar with the matter. They also have to shield it and wrap it in lead and concrete, and they're going to get sick and they're going to get messed up. And it's a suicide mission in the true definition of the word. It's like a movie. Let's throw it up one more time. I want to keep reading it because you see a lot through the cracks with these official articles. Trump's request for the plan, previously unreported, signals his interest in contemplating what would be an unusually sensitive and high stakes. Yeah, it's never been done before because it shouldn't be done. Special operations mission. The administration's consideration of such an operation was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. And it goes on to say we can cut away from it now. That's okay. It's just like Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. The administration says Iran cannot not have a nuclear weapon. They have nuclear material. We have to take their nuclear material. And if you look at these events in isolation, you might be able to build an argument, but you can't look at these events in isolation. Who did we kill in the initial strikes? The Supreme Leader. What did the Supreme Leader do in 2004? He passed a religious order, a fatwa. It's a crime against God for them to have or to make or to use a nuclear weapon. We killed that guy. We killed that guy's we killed that guy's son's wife, daughter, niece, I believe, other family members as well, a ton of relatives, and now the Ayatollah's son, another Khamenei. They weren't even able to get Khamenei out, really. Another Khamenei is in there, and even though he hasn't surfaced or hasn't made an appearance, I think that's because he's bunkered down. That guy's never going to be willing to make a deal with us. And of course, who has more incentive in the world than that guy to want a nuclear weapon? Do I want them to have a nuke? Absolutely not. Hell no. I don't want any nations to have nuclear weapons. I don't want Iran to have a nuke. I don't want Israel to have a nuke. I want total nuclear disarmament. I want non-proliferation. That's what I believe and stand for. I'm anti-war on all accounts. I think any use of unconventional weapons, whether they be chemical, whether they be nuclear, whether they be psychological warfare operations, those are the most evil things that you can do or engage in. And the people that are victimized by that are all of us around the world because it's been normalized. So we sit in this now and we have to think about where we are. We've got the Iranian president and he writes a letter to the American people and he basically says, like, our problem is not with you. Maybe we can go to that. I believe that, yeah, it's Iranian president letter to American people. That's Reuters. Reuters, Iranian president says in letter that Iran harbors no enmity towards ordinary Americans. Ah, isn't that interesting? And of course, it's paywalled. We love that. I'm going to have to subscribe to more news services soon. I'll get the full letter for you maybe in another show. Okay, we got it here. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said in a letter addressed to the American people that his country harbors no enmity towards ordinary Americans. He said in his letter that betraying Iran as a threat was neither consistent with historical reality nor with present-day observable facts. And that's being reported by Reuters right now. And this is the thing we see. The president is their head of the civilian government. Of course, the supreme leader is more like their commander in chief than anything. He's the head of military operations and the supreme authority of the country. But he doesn't usually weigh in on day-to-day politics. That's left up to the republic part of the Islamic Republic. So we look at this and we're told these are like evil, rabid cavemen that want us all to die, and they're just waiting to – they have a space program, and it's all – they're laughing at us because they want to use the space program to build intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they want to be able to nuke every major city in the United States. It's what Netanyahu says. That's what Trump says. That's what Rubio says. It's what all the people – that's the parroted talking point. I've watched documentaries about Iran. I've met plenty of Iranians that are actually from over there, and I've talked to them. And universally, these people they're not rapidly trying to, you know, murder every single American in the United States. They don't want to do attacks on the mainland. They don't want to do this. Why would they? It would mean they got nuked. It would mean that their country is over. It would mean that they would live in Mad Max world for the next 4,000 years of their empire. So you have to ask yourself the question, who benefits in the scenario of Iran, quote unquote, having a nuclear weapon? or trying to get a nuclear weapon, trying to obtain one, being on the path to get one. I'll rephrase. The only country that benefits from that is Israel. And you go, huh, well, how does that work? Well, Iran is a signatory to the NPT, to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. If they were going to make a nuke, or maybe they've already started to make one now in response to the initial war of aggression, the illegal war of aggression, they would have to renege and resign or back away, withdraw. That's what I'm looking for from that treaty. Israel, not a signatory to the NPT. Israel has like 80 to 200, possibly even 300 nuclear weapons, and they are looking for an excuse to use them. Jonathan Pollard, I played the clip numerous times in the Yom Kippur War. We threatened them, being the Israelis threatened the Americans, that they were going to use unconventional weapons on the people attacking them unless they got arms shipments, and the arms shipments started the next day, as Jonathan Pollard talks about. This is the reality. And when they say, oh, they can't have the nuclear weapon, we got to send Navy SEAL, Green Beret, Ranger, Delta Force, whoever, to go take it because, ooh, it's so dangerous. Oh, it's so dangerous. It's evil. They want to kill everybody. Well, there's a nation in the Middle East that already has a nuclear weapon. It's already threatened to use them to kill people. It's threatened them and used them to make the United States bow its submission and get them what they want. It's on video, on tape. You can go watch. Just type in. Literally, all you got to do is type in Jonathan Pollard to X and you'll find it. It's just, it's these double standards, man. It's this hypocrisy that I can't abide it. And just getting back to what I was saying in the first segment with these people that literally what they do is they take their camera, they take their cell phone, they set up their tripod in their backyard, they point it towards their fence, and they go and they sit on the fence and they go, I'm sitting on a fence. Welcome to the show. You don't get to do that when there's war going on, man. Absolutely unacceptable, craven behavior. You must make a stand, make a position. You're selling American flag merch and stuff like that, talking about Americana and freedom and liberty. You're doing the thing that we started doing like 30 years ago, but in the spirit of grifting off of the MAGA cult. Really? Make Israel, make Iran great again? Seriously? And here's the thing. I'll use leftist term. Silence is violence when it comes to this. You have to tell the truth about it because there are little kids being burned right now in a war. And that's what it all comes down to. Look at that nuclear history. Oh, we just ignore that. And they play cutesy about it. They do the tap dance and say, oh, we don't have the nuke. Maybe we have the nuke. Oh, okay, that's enough of that. You know, maybe I want to save this for the next segment, but you know, I'm going to go ahead and get to it now. I want to play Danny B, Danny Bongino, because Danny Bongino, we were talking about Massey a little bit beforehand. I was referencing him. Danny B, Danny Bongino has Ed Gowron overhead shot, please, on his show. And this guy apparently has received over $6 million from AIPAC. How is this number real? Because we'll look at some of the payouts for people that have gotten AIPAC money, be like $50,000, $250,000, whatever. This is a House candidate. This isn't a Senate race. Let's get this up there. $6,712,277. How does that even happen? Like what's going on? What's going on there? How do you get that number? I mean, it's over 6 million. That's quite an interesting figure there, but let's go ahead and go to this clip because just like I talked about that other guy, the quartering, you know, doing the show where he sits on the fence, Dan Bongino does a show where he's just got two giant buckets and he keeps going over to the water spout and he's got to just keep carrying water for the Trump administration. These metaphors, like that's what these people are. So let's watch it. Let's watch the tape.
Happy to welcome to the show today a congressional candidate. He's got a lot of excitement behind his campaign nationwide. Ed Gowron running for Kentucky, running for District 4 in Kentucky. Ed, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you.
Good morning, Agent Bongino. Good morning to the viewers. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it takes a lot of guts to run. So, you know, win or lose, I congratulate you putting your name on a ballot in such a public manner. You know, good for you. That's the process.
Motto of the 22SAS, who dares wins.
You got to take a chance. I mean, sitting in the side of the ring throwing popcorn at the two boxers is, you know, the kind of
okay,
the cheap
here we go,
seat
here we
stuff.
Go, here we go.
I don't like that.
Get all right, pause it. We must pause it. We must come back to me. Okay. Mr. Danny B, Mr. Bongino. Here's the thing. This is why I'm a political commentator. This is why I do media, is because I can't help myself but watch all the clips of these people. This is a line Bongino loves to use. And when he initially came back, the first time he did his podcast, he said this as well. And, you know, the people, you know, like to throw popcorn in the arena. And there are two guys in there that are sparring hard and going at it and having the engagement and being tough and being real. And he's talking about the people throwing popcorn in his weird 62 IQ liquid brain analogy. The people throwing the popcorn are the people in media that are covering political events, and the people that are in the ring, in the arena, are the like warriors or whatever, the politicians that we're supposed to fawn over and worship. But in his initial example, the first time I watched the show, verbatim, you can go check it and quote me, he says, the people in the ring that throw the popcorn at people sparring in there. Yeah, it's sparring. It's not a real fight. It's a choreographed play. It's a choreographed game. And why are you talking about people throwing popcorn in the arena if you become a popcorn thrower? Why did you become a popcorn thrower instead of being Vega deputy director running the FBI, man? And the guy goes, well, Agent Bongino, I'm happy to be on your show. He ain't no agent. He a popcorn thrower. Can we get a thing of him throwing some popcorn, maybe? Let's go back to the clip.
Or not. So, Ed, you're running for the seat. It's garnered national attention. You're running against Tom Massey, a multi-term congressman in a Republican primary. You know, why are you running? You know, tell us who you are, your experience, and why the voters should pick you.
Well, thank you for the question. It's really pretty simple. The president asked me to meet with him on 17 October, and he basically made a challenge to me to serve my nation again. When I signed up in 1983, when President Reagan was rebuilding our nation after the failed presidency of Jimmy Carter, these were the words in my head: faith, family, freedom, duty, honor, country. And Dan, I took a look at what's going on around the world, and I evaluated what is the way I could have the most impact for our nation's national
security. Okay, all right. This guy's got the charisma of like an old leather boot. I get that he could probably still kick my butt and kill me because he's special forces or whatever. I acknowledge that. But hey, it's a free game for me to criticize you. And if you're getting in politics, these people that can't talk, what is going on here? The guy looks like Hitler and Voldemort had a baby and they threw a wig on it. And he's on the Dan Bongino show talking about military accomplishments and whatnot. Hey, we're tired of war hawks, bro. We're tired of everybody that's like, oh, I went to war. It's so great. Just like Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw comes back missing an eye and he wants, you know, thousands, potentially millions of other Americans to come home missing eyes and missing limbs because of the endless wars that he supports. We're tired of this. This is not having this experience, this credential, and I'm going to talk to Joe Biggs about this in the third hour. I want to get his take on it. Having these credentials and using them as a shield to be like, I deserve political office. I'm a wind-up toy for the admin, but because I'm special forces, it's okay. We don't accept that. You're a civilian and a citizen just like everybody else engaging in the political process, and you're carrying water for the administration. Play the rest of it.
Typically, people will vote on in a Republican primary can kind of be a red line between candidate A or candidate B. How do you feel? I know you're a strong Second Amendment supporter. I've seen your campaign material. But how do you feel about constitutional carry? It's a big issue down here in Florida. Thankfully, it's spreading.
Okay, we don't need to hear about gun rights. Good job. Dan Bongino supports constitutional carry. We support constitutional carry, too. You know who's not going to support constitutional carry? The Democrats, when they get in and crush us in the midterms and in 2028 because of the failed policies and failed administration that you carry water for and support. You say, oh, well, that's a different issue. That's a different issue. No, it's attached to the central pillar of the promises made, promises broken. It's everything. And that's going to mean people won't come out to the polls for you. People like me, they were anti-war, will come out to the polls for you. And I'm a big Second Amendment voter. That's basically like single issue domestic policy almost for me. But if you're telling me that we're going to enter World War III apocalypse world, then I'm not motivated to go vote for who Dan Bongino tells me to go vote for. Look at that. Yeah, he's throwing popcorn in the arena. Oh, he's very serious. Oh, my God. They're throwing popcorn in the arena. I'm Dan Bongino. I'm a tough guy. You know, I'm from up there in New York. I was a Secret Service guy. Yeah, the kung fu, the karate kick. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I beat up. That's how I beat up the person that said they were going to release the files. I said, you don't do that. I work for the government. I work for the government. I work for Israel. I mean, it's just, it's clown world, folks. I've heard Owen say that on his show more and more recently, and I have to agree. This feels like peak Biden, blue hair, whatever, but 10 times worse because it's our own people. I mean, what has gone on? What has been done to these folks? We're going to cover that and more coming up into the break. I just want to remind you guys one time, we got that rolling sale. If you want to try NAD, which is an incredible longevity, mitochondrial health, DNA thing, NAD plus 40% off your rolling sale. AlexJonesStore.com. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com for the best supplement deals.
have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.